Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We'll get into the sports page in just a minute, but we have a lady calling in from Lowe's Island. It is an open line Thursday, and we've always had a ladies first policy, and it's related to Jason's skin cancer surgery. She wants to weigh in, give some good info and intel to the audience. Let's go to Margaret calling in from Lowe's Island. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
What's
Thank
up,
you for
Margaret?
Calling.
How you doing?
Good. I was saying, Jason, I just live down the road from you. I actually live near Trump's golf course.
Yep. Now, Trump used to be called Lowe's Island Golf.
Mm-hmm. I know, yes, and it was beautiful. And then Trump came in and tore down, like, all of the trees on the Potomac. So all the people who live there are, like, suing him for what he did.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't tell you how many times I've just, you know, geared my car across Algonquian Parkway to get into the Food Lion if I need a special ingredient for something. How many times I have had to wait?
Mm-hmm.
The light is green, and I hear all of these sirens, and I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to go. What's going on? And then I see, like, 10 pairs of motorcycle cops, and then, like, five black SUVs, all with tinted windows, and then another bunch of motorcycle cops behind him. So it should have taken 10 minutes, took a half an hour for I had to wait for his entourage to go by. And when they changed Lowe's Island to Trump, I called the HOA and I said, now are you going to call this Trump instead of Lowe's Island? Because if they were, I was going to have to move.
Oh, boy.
But I stayed. Anyhow, I had a skin cancer surgery. It was on the tip of my nose, and I was very bad about, you know, sun when I was, good Lord, from a teenager, and I lived in Michigan at the time. I would go down to visit my uncles in Florida in March for a couple of weeks, and all I did was sit out in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, my dermatologist was in Reston, and they did the biopsy, and they wanted to send me to a plastic surgeon because the cancer patch was on my face. And they did. He was based out of McLean, and I suspect he probably did facelifts for rich women, but he had an office in Reston a couple of days a week. And so he did the surgery, and what they did was take a patch of skin from behind right.
Margaret, you're getting a little too into the weeds. What's the sunscreen?
Okay, all right.
What's the sunscreen that you wanted to recommend to everybody?
Yeah, the bottom line was the sunscreen I was told to use is called Elta, ELTAMD.
Okay.
You can only get it online, but they have waterproof formulas just for your face, and I use an SPF 50 on my face every day since the skin cancer.
Right.
And they have an untinted one, and it just blends right in your skin because it's a mineral sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
But that That was what they told me to use, so immediately I went out to find
it. Okay, so it's called Elta.
Elta.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm glad that's worked out for you.
Thank you, Mark. You know,
appreciate the call.
Sunscreen prevents skin cancer. Call screen prevents radio cancer.
That's a great follow-up zig. That's fantastic, Valdez.
A little long-winded,
but it was nice for a call.
She did.
100%. I wasn't ready for her political commentary at the very beginning, but what are you going to do? Sometimes that happens.
She started to get a little political.
Yeah, these things happen sometimes. All
she
right,
still lives on Lowe's Island.
Yes, she despite her threats, did not move.
Yeah, it's not an actual island.
I understand that. Yeah. They should just call it Sterling, Virginia.
But Trump, he loves to play out there. Obviously, it's his course, and it's only 30 minutes away.
Right, it's in his backyard.
Yeah, it seems dicey about it.
Let's get into the Junkie Sports page. A lot went down last night in the world of sports, and of course, it's sponsored.
Of course it's sponsored by my good friends over at Malloy Chevrolet. They're a brand new Malloy Chevrolet over there in Alexandria. It's the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices on your favorite models. So head on over there, ask for my buddy Josh. All right, Josh Cochran is the GM. Tell him I sent you in and make it Malloy, Malloy.com. Good people over there. I guess we should start with game one of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA last night, because this was a crazy game. I watched a little bit of the first half, but I was just too tired, so I couldn't stay up and watch the entire thing like JP probably did.
Well, Locke, he said he got 4 hours of sleep. Yeah. So,
but this apparently was an unbelievable finish. The final score, 138-135. All right, so hope you had the over. Went to overtime. The Knicks had a huge lead late with about, I don't know, roughly 2.5-3 minutes left. They were up 14.
Yeah.
They were up 9 with under a minute left, I believe.
Yeah, so I'm looking
51
at
51 seconds left.
I'm looking at the game probability when there was 58 seconds left.
99.9%.
They had a 98.8% when they're up 121-112 after Jalen Brunson makes a layup.
Okay.
But Indiana couldn't miss a three-pointer at the end.
That's incredible.
This is an amazing stat.
They couldn't miss a three-pointer at the end. Not a lot of people know who Aaron Nesmith is.
Oh, yeah.
He played college ball at Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. He's been in the league for 4 or 5 years.
He was a first-round pick, I believe.
Yeah, he was middle of the first-round pick.
Yep.
But he's an under-the-radar type player,
mm-hmm.
which really all of the Pacers are outside of Halliburton.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. In fact, I looked it up last night. They don't have a guy who even averaged 20 points this season.
Which is
I think Pascal Siakam was their leading scorer right around 18 or 19.
Yeah.
Very balanced. Halliburton's like a 17-point type of guy.
And they got Miles Turner. He was probably up there in high teens.
They did miss a three, and the Knicks did him a favor, too, in regulation. Karl Anthony Towns missed a free throw, and I believe it was Mikal Bridges or maybe it was Anunoby who missed a free throw.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looked like Halliburton won the game in regulation.
Yeah,
they get the ball. They're down two. I think it was Anunoby. So he misses one of his two free throws. Pacers just down two. Dribbles the ball down the court. Penetrates the lane. Looks like he maybe has a layup. And then he just pulls it directly back and then shoots almost like a turnaround three-pointer.
Yeah.
Hits the back of the rim. Bounces up about 20 feet, it seemed. It's the highest bounce I've ever seen on a shot.
Luckiest bounce ever.
I know.
And then it drops in.
Straight up.
Yeah.
And he thought they won the game. And if you're watching on TV, you thought they won the game. He does the famous Reggie Miller choke sign.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that prepped because Reggie's calling the game he's in New York.
And he thought the game was over.
Yes. Yeah. And then they go to the replay and his foot was on the line. But they end up winning in overtime. So huge win for them. And this is the thing. I was just watching during the break a replay of the Inside the NBA guys. It's going to be every other day here. So there's very limited rest. The Pacers run 10, 11 guys in a game. They're very high tempo. The Knicks really only play 7 guys.
They obviously must have looked a little tired late.
To win that first game is huge for the Pacers.
The Pacers tweeted this out last night. This is an amazing stat. Since the 96 and 97 season, teams that have trailed by 7 or more in the final 50 seconds of the fourth quarter or overtime in the playoffs, their record is 4 wins, 1,702 losses.
Incredible.
And even more incredible, the Pacers have 3 of those wins, and they all have happened this year.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
That is insane.
I mean, you kind of think it might just be their year.
I don't have a regard for Halliburton. Like, I don't like him. I don't dislike him. He was named by the players the most overrated player in the NBA.
That's crazy.
He's kind of sticking it to everybody because he's had a couple of game winners.
Yep.
And he led the team with 31 points last night.
So why did he have to step back and take a three when
he didn't have to.
They were down two.
I think he just decided, I'm going for the win.
That's nuts. And that ball went straight up in the air, like you said, about 20 feet, and then drops in.
I know that Drab wanted to say that the nation isn't behind the Knicks yesterday. I'm sorry. The NBA, I think, is terrified of a potential OKC-Indiana final.
They certainly are.
Of course.
Game one.
Because of ratings, 1,000% they are.
Game one of the NBA's Western Conference Finals, which was between the Timberwolves and OKC, and they were trying to build up Shea versus Ant-Man, had a significant drop in numbers from last year's game one of the Western Conference Finals.
Mm.
It was down 24%. So imagine if OKC gets through. Nobody wanted to watch OKC against Minnesota. Nobody cared to watch two of the best guards in the game who are battling to be the face of the league in Ant-Man and Shea.
Yeah.
Imagine if they break through and they face Indiana.
No, it's not going to be great.
I mean, you'll be one of the few people in the country watching it. But at least when you have the Thunder, you've got the MVP because Shea wins the MVP. And beats out Joker. Joker probably should have won four consecutive MVPs. He won three of the last four because they threw Embiid a bone and gave him one a couple years ago. But anyway, so I would think that some people want to watch the MVP, but they definitely don't want to watch the Pacers.
Well, Shea's getting a lot of backlash right now for foul baiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I read that.
That's... Especially if you go on social media, you see all these times when he's flopping all over the place and barely getting touched.
Yeah.
It might be worse than the whole 3-point movement.
Oh, really?
I actually think it might be harder to watch. It's not fun to watch.
Guys just taking a dive, trying to get to the free throw line.
The official's got to be on that.
Well, it's hard. It's hard when it's so bang bang like that, and if the official may not have a direct line of sight.
Yeah.
It's just hard. And SGA is not the only one that does it, too.
Oh, no. My guy Luka does it all the time.
Luka does it.
James Harden does it.
Harden was the originator of it. I think Brunson does it.
Yeah, a lot of the stars will do it because they're probably going to get the favorism. But you know what? That's just an unbelievable comeback. And the Knicks can't blow. Can't blow a 9-point lead with 50 seconds
left. Yeah, 52 and a half seconds left. The score was 121-112. Knicks.
Yeah.
If you looked at like the ESPN like win probability, it's probably 98.5%.
That's what it was.
It's not higher.
It was almost 99%.
But again, credit the Pacers because they just were hitting every three-pointer. And it was mostly Aaron Nesmith. I mean, he was 8-for-9 in the game. Finished with 30 points. Halliburton finishes with 31-11. So up one, Zippy. Like I said, Western Conference Finals down 24% in viewers. I think the Knicks series will do well in the ratings. But if the Pacers break through and they play OKC, good luck.
I mean, the Pacers starting five went 15-for-30 from threes.
I mean, that's pretty solid.
15-for-30. And a lot of those were late, clearly, because they were down so much. But
are you pulling for Thomas Bryant to win a ring, Cakes?
Of course, that's my guy.
Former Wizard.
You know I love him. You know I love all former Wizards players.
Hey, pour one out for Jim Irsay. Jim Irsay, who was the Colts owner, took over in 1997. He was 37 at the time, passed away, 65 years old. And his family said that he passed away peacefully in his sleep. I didn't see a cause. I'm guessing it was cancer.
Only 65 years old.
Yep.
But didn't he also have a lot of drug and alcohol battles?
He did.
I think he lived a hard life.
So
he tweeted good luck to the Pacers.
Was he at the NFL owners meetings?
I don't know.
Was he present?
I think his daughters were there.
I
doubt he was.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, 65.
But he checked in the rehab, like you talked about. He checked in the rehab in 2014 after the arrest. He was driving under the influence. and possession charges. He was one of 15 times in his life that he had been to rehab. 15 times.
No, I did not realize his rehab trips had been that extensive.
Yep.
So clearly something he had been battling throughout his life.
Correct. So poor one out for him. We're not going to get into the tush push story now, but it was a big issue at the meetings in Minnesota.
Yeah,
kind of a surprise. We'll
discuss it with Ross Tucker in depth. He'll be on the show at 7:20.
Absolutely, but we want to talk about what happened at the meetings when Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of the Eagles, got up there and started talking about the tush push. So we have to get into that because it got very heated, apparently, specifically with Lurie and Troy Vincent. And we'll talk about why that got heated. But
it is a surprise because when we were doing the show yesterday, the word was that proposal was going to pass. EB even mentioned Dana Russini saying that it was going to pass.
Russini's taking a big L right now.
Because I don't think she was the only one. There were several people that said it was expected to pass.
But I think she was the biggest voice, or maybe the first voice. But I know it was kind of shocking, to be honest with you.
Yeah. But what...
I saw the Eagles tweeted, or maybe it was on Instagram, a two-word message. You know what the two words were, Cakes?
I saw it, and I've already forgotten.
I believe they were... Push on.
That's right. With a picture of Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, but also had a picture of Green Bay, like them doing it against Green Bay. Yeah. They also, the Eagles also posted on YouTube a 26-minute compilation of all of their tush pushes last year.
Well, I just hope the teams that dissented and voted to keep the tush push get it pushed down their throats every time they face the Eagles. Every single time.
I think some of them were the
But you were for them. You wanted the play banned.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not wrong. I want it shoved in the face of everybody who supported the tush push.
Yes.
I think some of the...
Maybe I misspoke.
I think it's early in the morning.
Some of the 10 Brain's teams are... Are I believe the Titans, the Ravens, the Patriots. I forget the list of the other teams that voted for.
Right,
but yeah. you realize what's going to happen, right? Is that Eagles fans are just going to be so emboldened every time that there's a tush push because they think the entire NFL is going to be against them. It's going to be kind of unbearable.
Yeah. Well. Yes.
But clearly, the entire league is not against them.
Not enough to get it overturned.
But apparently, Jason Kelce, and I don't know how Jason Kelce was able to speak in front of all the owners and executives, but apparently, if you read the story, he's one of the guys who kind of pushed it through.
He was there at the meetings in Minneapolis.
Yes, he was. But we'll get into that, and we'll get into the back and forth between Lurie and Troy Vincent, who of course works for the NFL, and some of the other owners. But it's a very interesting story.
All right, coming up later on the show, as we mentioned, Ross Tucker is going to join us at 7:20. We'll get deeper into the tush push with him. Mark Ein, minority owner of the Commanders. He also helps run the 2025 Mubadala City DC Open tennis event. He'll be on the show at 8 to talk about that event coming up in July. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.